As the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine turns increasingly violent, Russia is consolidating its hold on its newly annexed territory of Crimea. The Russian government is planning to spend billions to make Crimea a showplace of development. The coup there put some obscure politicians in charge of what may soon be a region awash in money. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
As Russian troops seized control of the Crimean parliament in February, one of the first leaders to emerge was a 41-year-old businessman and politician named Sergei Aksyonov. Although Aksyonov and his Russian Unity Party held only 3 seats in Crimea's 100-member assembly, he was named acting prime minister. Just a few weeks later, he was celebrating Russia's annexation of Crimea.
We're going home. Crimea is in Russia. Thanks to the support of Russia, its people, and its president.
For Aksyonov and his colleagues, the annexation seems to be opening a world of possibilities. Russia has promised to invest billions of dollars in Crimea to renew its infrastructure and turn its rundown resorts into a tourist showplace. Mark Galeati, a professor at New York University and an expert on organized crime in the former Soviet Union, says there are questions about the men who will be controlling this money.
For years, the Ukrainian police have been saying that the elite in Crimea, even by the standards of Ukrainian politics, was thoroughly interpenetrated by figures who were in organized crime or connected to organized crime.
He says that Aksyonov in particular was reported by various sources to have been a member of a cigarette smuggling gang who went by the nickname Goblin. Tatiana Kurmanova is a journalist who investigated Aksyonov for the International Press Center in Simferopol. She says a prominent newspaper editor brought the allegations about Aksyonov's criminal past to the public.
The editor offered information from police reports. Aksyonov filed a defamation suit, but the court ruled against him because he couldn't prove the reports were false.
There are also allegations of criminal activity against Vladimir Konstantinov, the Speaker of the Crimean Parliament. This is Sergei Makrushin, another correspondent for the Independent Press Center.
Mostly, I was investigating shady deals by the construction company Consol, which was founded by Konstantinov.
Makrushin says Consol would build a few floors of an apartment building, then pre-sell the unbuilt apartments to investors. But apartments were never built, and the investors never got their money back. The reporters say that key evidence against both men went missing even before Aksyonov and Konstantinov came to power. Now, they say, it's unlikely that anyone will pursue cases against them. The economic stimulus that Russia's preparing for Crimea is expected to include a permit for casino-style gambling, something that's only allowed in a few zones in Russia. Mark Galeati says organized crime networks in Russia are trying to link up with Crimean gangs that could give them a piece of the action.
My concern is precisely that Russia will not move in to try and clean things up, because after all, at the moment, Russia depends on the local elites to actually run this area, and therefore wants to keep them sweet by not trying to crack down on them.
In fact, President Putin issued a decree last month that postponed implementation of a Russian law in Crimea that prevents public officials from doing commercial business. The Crimean politicians now have until the end of the year to comply with that and other laws that require them to declare assets and report potential conflicts of interest. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.